It's Wedding Wednesday.
It is Wedding Wednesday.
Hi, friends. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, my gosh. Wedding planning is in full force.
And just want to make sure that you guys see the graphic there. It says Wedding Wednesday.
It does.
Looks like me and her are getting married. But no, she's getting married to her wonderful fiance, Connor.
Yeah, we still have. He's yet to make an appearance on the show, so. He hasn't come on. We should bring him on for a Wedding Wednesday.
Yes.
And you can ask him all the questions on how he really feels about all this.
I will. I mean, that's going to be such an easy segment to do with him.
Oh, yeah. We did have him on the phone one time.
We did.
Yeah.
We did, and he was really, really good.
That was funny.
How are wedding plans?
Okay. So right now I am tasked with entering everybody's address into the computer so that I can send out save the dates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my addresses for the most part are in. My mom hasn't even sent me her addresses. Connor's mom sent me hers last week. Connor has yet to send me his. I'm entering them all into the site where it will print them on the envelopes, and then we'll be able to send out the save the dates. They have to go out by this month. Like, this is like the last month that it would be like still fine to send them out.
Okay.
If they go out past this month, I guess I'm late on the save the dates. So we're working on that. Have not touched on the invitations yet. I actually reached out to some local people because I wanted to have some people who do custom invitations. They're local businesses that do, like, they design them and do the invitations to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to circle back on that because I think that that's interesting. Did not even know that that was a thing. Like, to me, an invitation is like ordered through like CVS or something, you know, or like Walgreens.
Really?
Or like a site. Like, I didn't know that you could go have someone local, which is super cool,
mm-hmm.
local, have them do the invitations. Is that cool to you? Like,
yeah, we had that done.
Okay, did you do someone here in Houston?
No, we were in India.
Okay.
But, you know, the invitations are like a big thing. Like, it's crazy. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that it just depends on, you know, what your budget is, and it can get so expensive. But I was going to tell
you. Exactly.
One thing that I would do, which I did, is I took the addresses of, like, the people that I liked. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, we invited a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of them were, like, my mom's friends that I didn't really know that well or whatever. And I took those and I put them in an Excel spreadsheet. And then I had my Christmas list so that every year I could send our Christmas cards.
That's smart. I'm going to do that.
Because then you don't have to, like, be like, what is your address? What is your address?
And honestly, like, I'm not using anything super fancy for the save the dates. Like, it's a very regular site. I would probably make Christmas cards on that same site anyway.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then their addresses are already even in there.
Yes, that's what we do. I mean, I update every year the ones that, like, you know, we don't really talk to anymore or...
Now, do they... dumb question.
No.
They send them in a box to you, and mm-hmm. then you put the stamp on, and then you take, like, put them in the mail. Is that how this works?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, you're talking about places like Minted or...
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Okay,
Dazzle.
Yes.
There's tons of...
So you do that and then put it out to the post office or whatever.
Okay. That's what I thought. So I'm in that process.
It's a lot easier if you're getting... I think you are doing this where you're getting the addresses printed on them already.
Yes. So well, I have bad penmanship, so...
Well, or you could always... What we do is print out labels.
Yeah. I don't know how you print out labels, though. Like, how do you do that?
Like, so, oh, gosh.
Because now I need my return address is going on the envelope.
Right, like, so we always put our return address, I'm talking about for Christmas cards,
okay.
on the envelope, and then you just put the paper in the printer, and then you just put the addresses, like, you have Microsoft Word.
I don't even have a printer. I mean, I have a printer here at work.
Oh, yeah, well, you can do it at work.
Oh, wow.
I printed one time.
Okay, yeah. You'll have to, like,
anyways, it just, out. it's a whole thing.
Yeah, so there's that. So, my fiance's mom is heading up the rehearsal dinner and the welcome party. And so I've kind of jumped in to try to assist a little bit
mm-hmm.
on that. She's doing a great job, by the way. So she's heading that up. And
shout out Lori.
Yes, thank you, Lori. And this week I just had this, like, epiphany where I need a violinist
mm-hmm.
for the rehearsal dinner welcome party. And I need a violinist at my bridal shower that I'm having at home back in PA/Ohio.
Yes.
It was just this, I need it and I'm going to get it. And so I've been reaching out, and actually some of my friends back at home, they were like, Caroline, you literally know the best violinist, like their friend Zach. So I reached out to Zach
mm-hmm.
and he's in the budget, so we're good to go. So now I'm looking for one in Dallas. So
yeah.
Every week I'm, like, texting my future mother-in-law, like, hey, what do you think about this or that? The other big thing that I'm trying to pick and envision and decide is we're going to do a cute sign that's like the night before or welcome to the night before of like the wedding of Caroline mm-hmm. and Connor, whatever the sign's going to say. And originally we were just going to do like a flower around it. Well, now I'm like, why don't we do like a balloon arch or like a balloon setting around the welcome sign?
Yes.
Because I was like, that would just be really cool. So I have some photos,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, should I do like an arch or should I do more of like a place where people can take photos on their own? Because I also decided this week I needed a photo booth for this welcome party and rehearsal dinner as well. So I did book that. So this would be like an additional spot where people, because I think about this stuff. I think about us together taking pictures in our outfits. Here's one with the sign the night before with the pretty little balloon mm-hmm. arch. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really an arch. That's like a tower, but they're cute and I want one. So I wanted your opinion.
Oh, so I like it. I don't know. It's just, you know, the arch thing is something that I like. The balloons are just a little less
fancy.
Bridal and like the vibe, I feel like because it's like yeah. more baby showery slash like
bridal showery,
yeah, like, but I like an arch with like maybe, you know, like bows and feathers and yeah. flowers or maybe so, just yeah. a little bit on one side.
That's true. Maybe the balloon artist could work with the florist to do like a flower on one side and then the balloon on the other side, kind of like you just saw in that photo.
Yeah. Or I think, like, see in this picture right yeah. here, if you had no balloons but just that side part.
Okay.
So that it's, like, less, it's more dainty. And I was yeah. also going to say, like, if you guys have a canvas, then maybe people can sign the canvas.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, look, like a picture of us and then people sign it, or?
No, like a, well, I can show you. I saw it on, like, Pinterest, too. It was like, a welcome to, like, the bride and groom's name. And then it was just kind of like advice that you put or something yeah. for each little person, so you have it yeah. so people have something to kind of do.
Okay, so, no, yeah, you'll have to show me that.
Yeah.
See, and this is why I love asking Rashi her opinion, because she'll literally give it to me. Yeah. Like, balloons aren't that fancy. Okay, yeah. Now let me preface this with where the welcome party, which, like, we just keep adding on dumb things for weddings.
It's not
like,
dumb. We're just
you gotta have the on. Rehearsal dinner, yeah. and then all the people gotta go to a welcome party. It's like, okay, but anyway, we're doing it. We're sucked in. We're sucked yes. fully into this whole wedding ordeal. My thought was that would be like a way for people to know where the party is mm-hmm. and the section of the area that we're having it in. Like, the big dramatic balloon and sign arch is a very obvious, like, that is where yeah. it is, and like, this is our space. That's yes. kind of like what I was thinking. But if you think that the balloons would cheapen it.
Okay, I just don't want to say balloons cheapen. I think balloons arches are awesome. I love balloons.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
But you think if I'm doing florals, the balloons might just, it just might be too much.
Yeah, I think there's alternatives, and maybe we could show that on another segment of like what I think would be really good. Again, this is your wedding, but I do think that you might not have seen some other alternatives that okay. I'm thinking about, and you're going
to
like
me.
That. Yeah.
The other update is, we love the bridesmaids' dresses. I think everyone yes. loves them. I don't think
so
anyone's
good.
Lying to me. Like, everyone, they're no. black and they're beautiful.
Yes.
So my sister ordered the same gown, but in silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks horrific.
What?
It looks so bad.
I literally so now, did not know this at all.
Oh, this just happened. So she tried it on. And, I mean, my sister looks good in everything. So the fact, the color, the way it was fitting, it was the right size and everything. Like, it looks so bad. So now I'm like, okay, we need to get you the bridesmaid's dress in black that everyone else is wearing. But if we find something that's like a little bit different, maybe you can wear it. But basically the consensus was like, because I know she wanted to be a little bit different, but like at the end of the day, maybe like continuity and consistency would be better.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And for those of you who don't know, everyone, I feel like, always asks like, what color are you going with? Well, I feel like that's not really like a thing anymore. It's more of like a vibe of shades, right?
Yeah.
Is kind of
yeah.
what people are doing, if that's the right way to like put yeah. it. So like some of my friends are doing like a whole champagne vibe mm-hmm. and like that's like the whole, it's not like a color. It's not like one color.
Right.
Or they're doing like the multicolored mm-hmm. flowers, which is like beautiful, like multicolored. Like there's not just one color. It's like multiple oranges, pinks. And I'm doing like the white and silver. Like mm-hmm. that is the vibe and yeah. the elegance. And so then for the night before, we're just going to accent with some black just to make it a little bit different. So bridesmaids are in black, but it's also a black tie wedding. So yes. I feel like the black is like, it's good. I like
yeah,
it.
No, I
always
like
black.
It's not just like plain black. It's like, you know, there's
yeah,
character to it.
Totally.
Well, I think that I, you know, just to tell you, for my wedding, I had each girl in a different purple shade,
yes,
and they were, it was like an ombre type thing.
Pretty.
So my sister was in the lightest shade. So that was like, but it was all
okay,
part of
yeah,
the thing. So,
did she like her dress that
yeah,
she did?
It. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Everybody loved their color.
Did you make sure she loved it or, mm-hmm, okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
nice. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I want my sister to, I would never want her to feel like uncomfortable. So I wasn't I agreed with her. I was like, I don't like that dress on you. So,
well, I don't think I ever asked her, are you okay with this?
But she was.
Yeah, but she
would have made it known if,
right,
if she was it. Yeah.
Well,
it looks so. And when you got married, like, that was like, you had a color. Like, that was big,
yes,
in that,
yes,
time frame. Like,
right,
it was
right,
like, what's the, and yours was like purple. And
yeah,
then the Indian wedding,
yes,
it just was like,
yeah,
totally.
It's a whole, yeah, definitely.
So
I mean,
now
I think
a little different.
But I think that, I mean, with everything that you're going with, her, I mean, she's going to stand out anyway.
Well, and that's what I told her. And I actually told her, I was like, you got to get some big Texas hair. This is a Texas wedding.
Yes.
So we're going for volumized, big,
yes,
wonderful hair down. And
maybe
so
you could get her some, like as a bridesmaid's gift, like some.
Well, one of our favorite hairstylists from here in Houston, he's actually, honestly, I should have him on the show. He's viral all the time. His name's Eric Vaughn.
Okay.
And he has his Rev Salon here in Houston. He just opened a shop in LA. Before I ever met Eric, I meet him. He does my hair. I leave. Call my sister. It's like, oh my God, this is like the best my hair ever look. She's like, oh my gosh, is this Eric Vaughn? Like, he did my hair when I was Miss High School America for the Cool Book shoot. So like, she knows him. I'm like, you need to go to him in,
yes,
LA to get, because he gets Texas and he gets the big, beautiful, mm-hmm, voluminous, mm-hmm, hair. And I'm like, we're going to get you the extensions and your blonde's going to be dialed in. I was like, just with that, you're going to stand out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. No, it's going to be amazing.
And then actually,
yeah,
who's doing my hair and makeup? I got, like, I knew them because of going to his salon, because,
oh,
some of his hairstylists,
mm-hmm,
work for the company that's going to do our hair
got
and
it,
makeup.
Got
so
it,
it's like,
it all
they all get,
yeah,
it. Like, they get the look. Like, I want everybody to have the big volumized, either half up, half down, or all down. But like,
yes,
we're going for
volume.
Texas hair.
Yes.
Right?
I love it. Yes.
We use Texas hair all the time on the,
yes,
news, so we're used to it. But I'm like, for my, can you
go
imagine
big.
Kara, my friend Kara?
Oh, that would be,
she's
great.
She's in the wedding party, but her hair is always like, she's very, I'm like, no, we're going to volume it up.
We need it big and beautiful.
She's going to be like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it.
So we're
so
used
good.
To it.
Yes,
but
I know.
So anyway, that's the Wedding Wednesday update.
We love the updates. We love them. And I hope that you guys, well, you guys are going to be going to marriage counseling, right?
Yes. Okay. So we already started. We did part one, and now we have part two, which will be 8 hours over at St. Anne's Church here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They've been so wonderful.
They're a great church.
Yes. And they're helping us because we're not getting married at St. Anne's. We're getting married in the Dallas area. So they've been like coordinated with that Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing Connor and I really disagree on are pets. So we had to have a whole conversation. The lady at the church, she was like lighthearted about it. She's like, you guys are so compatible. Because,
uh-huh,
we had to take this whole like 200 question test.
Yes.
And we disagree on pets. But like, I'm a cat person. He's a dog person. Like, that's really the extent of it.
Yeah. And it's not like you guys are like major pet people either. So.
No, we both agree. Like, the house is cleaner and smells better with no animals,
mm-hmm,
inside.
Mm-hmm.
But he does love dogs and I love cats. And so we both agreed, like, once we have kids, we'll like revisit it and figure out like what fits our life and
at
then
that time,
go
yeah,
from there. Yeah.
That's the best thing to do. Well, we're going to talk more Wedding Wednesday because there's something about marriage counseling. Hopefully you've talked to your other significant other about, but we'll tell you right after the break. Okay, this is super duper important. Even our director, who's been married to his lovely wife for how many years, Bill? Okay, he's
wow.
Wow.
Wow, like 27, 28 years, he says.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's wow. Great.
So this is very important to talk about your finances. I went to marriage counseling. This was something I didn't even think about. Daniel and I went when we were both, I was—
To the Catholic Church,
because
Daniel's
church.
Catholic,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so the marriage counseling was a requirement for those of you who might not know. I never knew about that. And so I was like, yeah, sure. How can it hurt? And I'm very, very glad that we did it. One of the things we talked about was the finances, and that can be an awkward subject, especially if you guys haven't, you know, if you haven't dated for a long time. And so when it comes to debt and loans,
or if you're younger, on the younger side, you know, these are like questions, like, of course, I talked about before, but younger folks might not think about that.
Yes. I mean, I remember, and I'll let you in on the secret, friends. Well, like, one of the big things that I wanted to get done that I saved up for that would cost a lot of money.
I know this.
Was laser hair removal. And so that cost a lot of money. I mean, I was not making a lot of money, and I was paying it off. And so that was one thing that I told Daniel about, and that was like really my only big thing.
I'm sure he was fine with it.
He was totally fine with it. But being open about it is huge, and here's why. There's a new study that reveals 2 in 3 Americans with debt are actively hiding the true extent of their financial struggles from loved ones. Experts say shame drives the secrecy, with nearly 30% of people saying they're embarrassed by the debt. 40% say they would end a relationship if they found out their partner was hiding debt. And I can understand, like, that's a huge thing to hide.
I mean, we've even had to have, like, the conversations of, like, okay, like, you're going to, like, you know, on a trip with guy friends. Like, what's the plan here? Like, what's the budget? What are you doing? Is there a casino involved?
Yes.
Like, you know, it's, like, crazy.
But also spending habits. For instance,
and vice versa too. Yes. Like, I mean, I'm like, I'm open and honest too now. It's like, okay, I'm going here and this is what we're doing. Like, I'm, you know, it goes both ways.
Before kids, Daniel would go to a lot of games, like sporting games, like travel to the game or go to games and stuff. And that costs a lot of money. And I knew about that going into it. But then there were things that I wanted to do and I liked too. So when you talk about financial planning, it's more of what you may be owing, what you might owe and have to do together, also what is important to you at the time to continue to spend money.
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing.
It's funny you brought up the sports, because Connor wants me to go with him to New Orleans when the Niners play. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I literally don't want to go. Yes. So find a friend and go, or like, why would you spend the money on me to go if I don't even want to go?
That happened to me this year.
Yeah.
Daniel went to Disney World with my sister and her friend.
Yeah.
Not, like, I'm not really that into it, but you know, it costs a lot of money at Disney.
Yeah.
So why would we be spending the extra?
That's what I'm like, a flight, or I mean, I guess we could drive to New Orleans too, hotel.
Yeah, and then but it just.
Tickets.
Right.
When I'm like, I can see the 49ers when they come here and play the Texans. Like, I'm good.
Yes.
We can be home and like not have to buy a hotel and travel and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But if he wants to go do it.
Then, like, go do it. And that's it. You know, you do you. Yeah. So financial planning is definitely something that you want to talk about. So I saw that study and I thought, we should talk about that. We got a lot more to talk about right after this. Okay, we're talking about back to school. She didn't realize that school's back in session next week.
That's,
I know.
So crazy.
That is. I'm really excited. We're going to find out about the teachers on Monday.
Aww.
And so it'll be all good. So you know that there's back to school trends. Some of them you might not know about. I was surprised.
Ooh, let me hear it.
About them. So backpacks, keeping them sleek and stylish, with the option to customize the backpacks with Labubus.
Not the Labubus.
Yes. Don't you think they're ugly?
Yes.
Thank you.
They look like Teletubbies.
Also, Jellycat. And I didn't know what Jellycat was, and so I looked it up. They're actually really cute.
Yeah, like, Jellycats are cute.
I didn't know what they were, but like, there's like so many that you can get on Amazon, but getting these big keychains of like the Labubu or...
Which are expensive. They're like
That's a Jellycat that I was going to buy Liana, because I just...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that so cute?
So cute.
Okay, so tumblers. Stanleys are a must, but Owalas, have you heard of them?
Yeah.
They're on the rise?
Mm-hmm.
Smartwatches.
Yep.
Also, the Gizmo watch. Footwear. You got Birkenstock.
I wear those all the time.
Crocs.
Yep.
Gibbets.
I haven't heard of Gibbets.
Me neither. Eco-friendly clothing. I didn't know that was a thing. So sustainability, we know, is a rising trend. Beauty, the Sephora phenomenon, is making its way in the classroom. Digital planners. We used to have the paper planners. Did you do that in school too?
Yeah, we had paper planners. So pretty much everything's digital now. It's crazy.
It is. I do think that, I mean, I'm so used to writing things down still. I mean, I use like the Google Calendar and stuff, but I'll still write down in the calendar all the things that that I got to do. But
I would lose the calendar if I wrote it down. So I think digital is good for me.
Write it down. They could send the reminders. But yeah. It is. It's crazy. And I know that this weekend is tax-free weekend for folks who are here in Texas. So you don't pay that 8.25% tax on some school supplies. But now it's really just so trendy, especially if you – I would be pro uniform for kids.
Oh, same. For multiple reasons, but
so
yes.
Many reasons. I don't understand why it's not a thing. Like, in sports, you have to do it.
I know.
Right?
But also, I'm so sick of these stupid water bottles. I know we use them, but we're adults and we have adult money, so we can do what we want, okay? These little kids, and you've got to pay attention to this with Liana, because you're not going to want her to get made fun of because she doesn't have the Stanley. Like, come on.
I've been like traumatized because growing up I was made fun of a lot because my parents weren't into that kind of stuff, so I wore
I get it, like, kids want what you want, but there's also mean kids who will be
what I'm saying is eliminate all that.
That's what I agree. Like, it should be like your water bottle, the logo has to be covered up or there can be no logo on it. Like, literally. And then, like, with clothing, because I know it's a whole thing to dress your kids for school. It's so much better just have a uniform so then everybody's in the same clothing.
And it's cheaper.
But then the shoes become the big thing, even with uniforms. And then it's like,
but still, like,
and it's okay. I get it. But I don't like it when kids get bullied because they don't have something. Like, that's what really pisses me off. And then makes me want to go towards, like, no logos on water bottles or, you know, just.
I just think,
whatever.
Because the point of going to school is learning and socializing.
Yep.
And so when you add all these other things, it just, you know, and when you're paying more money, like private school, that's what they do. Right?
Yeah, so, I know. Honestly, I have a pretty expensive tumbler that I have been using. I got it from Christmas. And I believe I dropped it out of the car and now it has a big old indent in it. So I need to go spend $50 on another tumbler, which is just, why do I even do that?
I don't know. She already spent so much money on drapes today.
Oh my God.
Draping.
Yeah, that's what I didn't update you guys. The absurd price of drapes that I have to pay for today.
For the reception.
For the reception, because I want drapes. I begged Connor and my family to buy the drapes for my birthday, but they were like, no, we want to buy you something else. I'm like, okay, I'll just pay for the drapes.
So now she's paying.
Draping. It's like pretty.
Draping, yes, pretty. It's going to be great, though.
Whimsical.
It's going to be great. Yes.
Imagine the Wedding Wednesday episode after the wedding.
Oh,
that's going to be so fun. Or whenever I get the photos, I guess.
Oh.
I'm going to have to talk to the photographer.
Get that done in a timely manner.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but we appreciate you so much. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.